At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Girls with Goals with your hosts, Anne Catherine.
And Caroline.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, guys.
2025.
Let's talk about how we're going to make this year different. How 2025 is going to be different for you than any other year. And that could mean different in terms of output, like as in what you're doing and, you know, however you gauge success, but it could also just be different in like the way that you approach it and the way that the year feels. For this year to be different, it doesn't necessarily have to be this huge shift in your life and what you're doing and, you know, I guess that output of life. It could really just be an internal shift of how you want to approach things and actually sticking to your goals, sticking to the things that you say, sticking to like being the person who you want to be. So we're going to talk through all of the different ways that you're going to make this year different.
I saw TikTok today and it was this girl like at a Kinko's or at like, I don't know, wherever you get stuff printed. Staples? Question mark. But she was like watching them print out my vision board with like fancy cars and big trips and like so many of these flashy and expensive things. But I don't own a printer.
Like she had to have a printer.
No. This girl on TikTok.
She doesn't, so they had to print it out for her.
Yeah, it was just so funny.
That is really
But like,
funny.
Who owns a printer these days? I don't, personally, but...
No, but we have one. We, like, happen to have one in our home. And so I use that, actually, for vision boards. Or if I'm at school and I need to print something, I, like, bop into the library. I feel like I've probably printed, like, embarrassing personal things, like vision board pictures, like, in my school library.
Really?
Before. I'm sure. Like, something like that. I know I've done it.
That's a mental block that I have where I just, like, can't do that. I can't put any public information on, like, school servers. I'm just, like, I will never connect my iMessage to my work computer. It scares me if people do that.
Valid.
Like, there's nothing on either platform, work or personal, that is, like, bad. But I just feel like keep things separate.
That's funny because I was thinking about what I'm going to do going forward this upcoming semester where I'm going to school a couple days a week and going to work a couple days a week and like different computers. And I was like, honestly, my personal computer is dead at this point. I'm probably just going to bring my work computer because for school.
No, you can't do that.
For school, I just use Google Drive anyways. So it's literally just logging into my Google.
I don't care.
One computer.
Yeah.
I don't know. They don't track
anything. You can't do that.
Okay, well, sorry. It's just a consideration. Anyways.
Well, consider that next.
Anyways, the reason we've gotten on this topic is, and Catherine's talking about seeing a girl making a vision board on TikTok, and I think that's something we see so much at the end of the year. It's like my 2024 vision board and what came true or what didn't, and that's something that I've done the past couple years as well, and probably like the one thing I've been consistent with.
Really? Making
vision
boards?
As a New Year's goal? Yeah, a few years ago. My first one is from 2023. I got just like a big white plain scrapbook on
that
Amazon.
That shit was on your wall.
No.
For ages.
Oh, well, actually, yeah. In high school and stuff, I had like big vision boards on my walls and stuff. But now I just have this book. And it's just like a plain white scrapbook. But it's big enough that I have like fit multiple years into it. So I had like 2023 and I printed off a ton of photos. And then each page is kind of a different vibe. It's like either, you know, fitness, travel, work, just vibes, different things like that. And then I've done that every year is like fill a few pages, but also something that I've done and I've kept it like all in the same book is I've been like, what did I accomplish in 2023? What do I want to accomplish in 2024? And so, like, that accompanies the photos for me as I kind of put down some things that I'm proud of from the year before. And it's a great way to, like, reflect back on the year and be like, oh, my God, I actually did all of this stuff. And then to write down some legitimate things that I want to see myself do in the next year. And so definitely one way that you're going to make this year different is to visualize what you want out of this year and, more importantly, who you want to be this year from the start. Because sometimes when we talk about goal setting, we talk about how, like, sometimes you don't know what your actual specific tangible goals are, because maybe there are a lot of different paths that you could see your life going this year. Maybe you haven't decided exactly what you want yet, but at the core of that, you should still know who you want to be and how you want to show up. You know what I mean? Like, you should still know the kind of person you want to be and what you want your energy to be, even if you don't have those tangible goals. So at the very least, think about, you know, who you want to be this year. What are the things that you're really proud of from 2024 and want to continue to build on and let energize you as you go about this next year?
I think the reflection part is really good, because it's obviously not a negative thing if you never look back on it, but the thing that is, like, my classic pain point with wellness culture and stuff like that is there's a lot of saying shit and not a lot of, like, actually doing things or making things out of it, which is obviously not an issue. A lot of these things are big reaches or longer term things and, like, pipe dreams, which are great to have and so beneficial to have. I think you'd be a boring person if you didn't have long-term goals or just, like, crazy out of reach things that you were interested in. Like, you'd be so boring if you didn't just have, like, weird hobbies and dreams. Like, our friend Hayden wants a lighthouse so bad. Other people want these, like, cars so badly. One of my friends, like, our friend Alex wants to move to Portugal after she finishes her med school. Like, that's, you need to have these, like, longer term fun things.
Maybe, like a bigger vision that kind of.
Yeah, like the girl that I was talking about in the TikTok, that her whole vision board was just, like, big houses and cars and stuff like that. Which, obviously, if you're not already in a position to get those things, you're going to have to win the lottery or hit shit big to get it in the next 12 months. Or just go into heinous debt, which is not a good idea. But part of the thing that I think is just, like, a waste of energy to a certain extent when people are putting all their eggs in one basket with vision boards and being like, okay, yay, I made my Pinterest board, like, this is gonna come true. Like, no, it's not. It's so fun to make and fun to look at all the different lifestyles, and I do like Pinterest and, like, social media as an exposure device and a tool for learning what lifestyles are out there, which, think back to before social media. We all know I don't like social media, and we've talked about the negative sides of it, but the coolest part about it is that there are so many lives and cultures and experiences that, like, you would have no idea even existed. This is how you learn that you might want these things and might be a good fit for some of these lifestyles and hobbies and things like that. Fashion senses, which is so cool and so helpful to make a vision board and kind of sort through things and piece together, like, oh, these do all go together. Because part of a vision board is, it's not mob wife aesthetic, Stockholm style, like this theme, era, like how we group things together in very, very specific and niche buckets. And, like, if it's not in this bucket of mob wife aesthetic, blue hair, milk nails, like,
I don't even know what mob wife means, but anyways.
It means a fur coat and leather.
Oh.
Like, it's really nothing.
Okay.
It's just one of those things. Like, before that, coastal grandmother and whatever. Pack it up. Let's move on. Just do what you want. But part of the cool thing that these vision boards bring is that you can put it all together and say, like, oh, this thing and this thing, I was told on TikTok that they clash and that these are opposing aesthetics and, like, styles and niches and personality types, and I can only ever be one or the other. But in this big broad scheme of things, like, this works and it works for me. Like, this is what all goes together. Like, these are the options that I'm setting out for myself.
That's true, because I have, like, a lot of fitness visions and I have a lot of travel visions and then I have some work visions, and, like, that can, you can be a fitness girl and a travel girl and a career girl, like, all at once. Those things can happen.
You can do whatever the hell you want.
Yeah, exactly.
Back to my real point is that I sometimes find it hard that people will tack up these pipe dreams and just leave it at that. And then not actually do anything of it, which it's obviously not a bad thing. It's quite a good thing to have dreams and just, like, explore different options and mindlessly scroll Pinterest to, like, see what's out there and save cool things that you're never going to return to. But the point is, you're never going to return to them. For the most part, I know for myself, I've pinned different groups of things. And, like, even if it's deemed a vision board, I'm not looking at that one single time after January 1st. Nor am I going to track towards these specific pictures that I've pinned for myself. But it kind of sets the stage and gets your mind thinking about things. And hopefully you're not pinning things if you don't care about them. Because something about a vision board or kind of like setting these internal goals for yourself and directions for yourself is that they're not public and you don't have to claim these with other people, which I think often shapes what you choose to make your goals or what you choose to like really focus on. Even think of it like buying a house and settling down and staying in one place rather than bopping around or like living in a city that might be a little bit out of your financial zone just to kind of test yourself and gain more experience. Like those are two very different things. And on paper, maybe someone says, oh, like you're 28, like you need a house. Like, no, you don't. If you have a room, you know, you don't need a mortgage right now. Like you can pay rent and figure it out later. Like do whatever you want. You're on a different path than other people that may that have taken a different path from the beginning. Like that doesn't matter. But I think we often get grouped into these buckets or like set milestones. Oh, if you didn't do this by 25, you didn't do this by 30, you didn't do this by whatever, like you're quote unquote behind or just on a different path, which that different has a more negative connotation just because other people aren't comfortable with doing anything outside of, you know, what they've been spoon fed. But it's just very interesting thinking about how people put their vision boards and reflections together come the new year. Because obviously you can do this anytime, but the new year is a very reflective and like slower time where everyone's turning over a new leaf. You know what I mean? At the same time. So it's very easy to revamp yourself or reflect on things.
I think you started that by saying you liked the reflective aspect of like what I said I did mm-hmm. rather than just pinning things or putting something together and then not going back to it. Mm-hmm. I think there's two different sides. Obviously, like there's you collect things that you like, but then there's actually, you know, being reflective about it and setting goals. And I think that that's what sets you apart in actually making these things happen is
exactly
not just telling yourself on January 1st, hey, here's this collection of photos and ideas that I like, but also making a plan for it, also believing that these things are possible, also checking in with yourself and reflecting throughout the year and writing down the things that you're proud of and the things that you're grateful for mm-hmm. along the way and re-motivating yourself and re-visualizing it. And that's why I like putting these ideas into like a physical book at the beginning of the year, because you know it's on my bedside table at home and I flip through it every once in a while throughout mm-hmm. the year, and it reminds me of who I wanted to be this year and who I thought that I could be, and it makes me want to like re-show up for that. So I really like the idea of actually putting these things down on paper, the act of, you know, cutting them out, gluing them down to a board, a book, whatever it is, like that makes it a little bit more concrete. That makes it a bit physical, but also the idea of attaching goals to those things. My setback sometimes with setting goals is the pressure that once I write something down, if I don't complete it, I'm going to feel like I failed that thing. That is a mental roadblock that we need to get rid of if we are going to make this year any different.
Rebuttal. You need a slight bit of it. This is the whole thing that we're with the recipe for confidence and like having
like a trust slight in bit yourself. Of pressure
you
on
have
yourself?
You have to have a slight bit of pressure.
Well, you got
to
put a little fire under you.
You know, you can't say, "Oh, if I don't do this, then I fail." But you can't say, "Oh, if I don't do this, nothing. It has no impact on me."
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like you have to have some ounce of like, "Oh, I really want to do this, and I want to do this, and prove that I can do the things that I set my yes. mind to," and like, blah 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 blah. You know, you can't just willy nilly. Which the fun part of vision boards is willy nilly adding things to your Pinterest board or just like considering different lifestyles. The beneficial part of it, the extra beneficial part of it, is actually like putting effort into those and like putting yes. work behind it in order to make it a reality that you can experience.
I think when I say if I don't actually complete this, I'm not going to see myself as a failure, is more so like when I set a goal that has something numerical to it, like if I feel like it's a bit too abstract to be like, I want to continue to grow my career on social media this year. It helps if I can say something numerical, like, hey, I want to reach 150,000 followers this year. For me, I want to then get rid of the pressure of like, hey, I know that there are external factors. I'm going to do everything I can to be consistent, to be inspiring, to work hard. And I know that I'll move myself forward in one way or another. But if the number doesn't reach the number that I write down, but I still moved forward and I still put the effort in, then I still win. Or if it's, you know, I want to run a marathon this year. I want to run my first marathon and I want to do it sub four. If I run my marathon and it's 4:02, like, I didn't fail. You know what I mean? Like, when I put specifics down, then I want to relieve the pressure that if I don't hit those exact specifics that I failed. But I also want to work towards that and make those things happen. And so that's where the next step that I have comes in. After you do some goal setting, after you do some vision boarding, is to work backwards and think about that place that you're putting down that you want to be, and think about where you are now and how do you get there. You need to think about, now, what person do I need to be today to make this a reality? What do I need to do to, you know, declutter my life now and add in the things that I want to see myself have? What habits do I need to have now so that they compound, so that I then am this person? For example, if you are in school and you want to do really well this semester and you want to, you know, get straight A's or A's and B's, then you should plan ahead right now and think, okay, well, then what does my schedule and focus have to be?
I'm laughing because Caroline did this like 3 weeks ago.
I did this because I'm about to enter my last semester of school and I want it to be a banger. So I also am still working part-time 20 hours at the company that I work for. And so I was trying to plan out my schedule of like, okay, when do I study? When do I have this time to do this and blah, blah, blah.
Caroline finished her schedule and she comes into the kitchen. She goes, this shit is so easy. Like, I fit everything in and I have so much leisure time too.
Not leisure time, but I was like, you know what? I had all my classes, I had my work days, I had all my workouts, and I still had pockets of time that I blocked off. That,
this
like,
is what I'm saying.
These are my study times.
There's so much more time than most people make it out to be.
Yes.
If you just schedule yourself accordingly, or not even schedule, but make the most of your time.
Yes. So you need to plan ahead for how you're going to use your time. Because if you have this goal and you say, I want to do well in school this year, or I want to be more fit this year, but then you don't actually make a game plan to do that, you're going to wake up every day and you're going to think, oh, how am I going to, oh, I have to get myself to the gym today. Oh, I have to do that assignment. And it's going to make these things feel like tasks and you're going to have no plan to do it and it's going to feel heavier. Versus if you plan ahead, and I'm going to give you like one of my days, for example. Hey, I have two classes on Friday and they're from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. I have school. Then I'm going to wake up at 7:30. I'm going to work out from like 8 to 9:30. I'll be done at 10 and I can get myself back to campus. And then I have a few hours to sit and study, have lunch before I go to class. So now I've planned a day where I can actually work towards that, you know, education and school goal and also my fitness goals at the same time, because that's how I've planned my day. And then you show up and you do that. So work backwards and plan ahead and take this larger goal and then say, okay, well, how does that fit into this month, this week, and then my day-to-day schedule? And that's when you're actually going to see success, because things don't happen overnight. They come compounded by your daily habits, your daily schedule, things that you do. Another big goal that I always have is to not procrastinate. And I don't want to be working late at
There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now. In our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, our skincare, and they all mess with our hormones. The good news is that Happy Mammoth Hormone Harmony exists. It's dedicated to making women's lives easier, and that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromises when it comes to quality, and it shows. You guys know we love Happy Mammoth. Besides helping with symptoms like PMS, poor sleep, lethargy, occasional bloating and gas, and other really uncomfortable symptoms, the biggest benefit and my favorite benefit is the feeling like myself again feeling. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews of Happy Mammoth Hormone Harmony, and there are over 30,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code GOALS at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code GOALS for 15% off today.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Night, if I can avoid it. I don't want to feel super stressed and like up against a wall with deadlines. That makes me like so much more overwhelmed and stressed than I need to be, especially if it's assignments and work that I'm going to do anyways. So that's another big goal I have, is to like look at my syllabuses for school beforehand.
Leave it syllabi.
Syllabi. To look at like syllabi beforehand, map out when assignments are due, and then always try to kind of work backwards and fit them into my study sessions and my work days multiple days before they're due, so that I don't find myself backed against a wall with pressure and then do poorly on something or feel stressed about it, and then I get bad sleep and then I can't wake up the next day, and then you get yourself in a spiral.
I so personally like work better backwards. In a spiral.
Okay. Some do. I don't.
I'm getting things in the last day they're due. And if that means that I have to scrap a lot of things during one day and sit down and spend 10 hours on one paper to get it done, I will do that. I work better like chunking things, and that's obviously an extreme stance and probably not the best thing to do, but it works for me.
I do like chunking I've been things doing too, but so I like long. To chunk it a couple days before it's due.
No,
like,
I need the pressure hours. To work.
I'll sit down for hours and write a paper, but I would prefer to do that 2 days before it's due, and then I'll go back and review my draft, and then I feel
if
confident
I don't
in
care
what
about
submitting.
It, if I don't care about it and it's not due, I'm not doing it, you know?
That's valid. That's one way to look at it.
Like, there's other work that I would much prefer doing and will do when I have time, energy, space to do that stuff.
Yeah. Say you are in a job or you're looking for a job, and maybe it's, I want to get a new job this year, or I want to get promoted this year. Well, that is also something that you can't just say, I'm going to get promoted this year, and then, you know, you're going to hope that randomly that falls into place and somebody decides to promote you. You have to plan for that. You have to work for that. You have to think, okay, well, how am I going to go above and beyond in my work in these next couple months? How am I going to embed myself in this company, in this role, and make myself more valuable in the next few months? Then how am I going to start planting seeds with my manager or HR, or start having conversations about, you know, my compensation, or wanting to do more, or wanting to take on more work, or wanting a raise? How do I start planting those seeds? And then how do I really pitch myself and plan that conversation and make this happen? Because whatever it is, you can make it happen, but you're not just gonna, you know, next December say, oh wait, I wanted a raise this year, and walk into an office and say, I need a raise, and they're gonna be like, okay, well, what for? What have you done differently this year? Work backwards and start it now, build your value, and then do that. Similarly, like, if you're looking for a job, the job market's tough out there. You might need to start planting some seeds now, networking a little bit, scrolling just what companies are in the city that you're looking for, who's hiring, what do different roles look like, you know, work on your resume, maybe do some preliminary things now that could help build up your work experience and your skills. Like, work backwards for what these goals are, so that you set yourself up to be in a place where, like, you are a person who can meet that goal, where, like, get yourself in a place where all you have to do is take one step and open the door. Start climbing the stairs now, if you can visualize what I'm saying. So you got to work backwards to say, if this is what I want to accomplish this year, I have 12 months to do it. How do I work backwards to decide, like, what I need to do tomorrow, this week, this month, blah, blah, blah. So far, we've talked about visualizing what you want and who you want to be this year, making that into a legitimate vision board, list of goals, while also reflecting on the things that you're proud of the years past, and then thinking about how you can work backwards and actually making a plan to do these things. Next, and this is a big difference in what is going to take you from talking about something, thinking about it, to actually doing it, is for you to think about, what boundaries do you need to have to make yourself able to reach these goals, to make yourself able to be this person? Because especially if these things are feeling like they're kind of leveled up from the life that you live now, they require a different use of your time, of your energy, then you need to think about not only like what are these habits and goals that I'm taking on, but also what boundaries do I need to have maybe with myself, with the excuses that I make for myself, maybe with other people and how much I extend my time and for other people and maybe wait around, maybe for, you know, trying to say yes to everything. Maybe you can't do that. So when you're thinking about what boundaries are necessary for you to do these things, sometimes it's helpful for me to make an I will accept no less than list.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. It helps me take the pressure off of deciding exactly what I want and exactly what I need to do, and instead helps me set a boundary of what won't get me there. And this actually sometimes might even be a better way to start before you're doing the work backwards and deciding what I need to do today, tomorrow, whatever, is like once you have a vision, once you have a goal, make a list of things that you won't accept, things that will not get you there, will distract you from being there, go against it, aren't
the bare minimum.
Yeah, aren't like in alignment with the person that you want to be. So whether it's for how you live, for how you treat yourself, for relationships, for work, write a list of like, I will accept no less than this. I will accept no less than
$1 million.
Exactly.
Oh, I did not win the lottery last night.
I forgot it happened last night again. Yeah, we got lottery
tickets yesterday. We got more.
I did.
You did?
Yeah, Dad and I did. Did you?
I got some personally.
And you didn't win?
No.
Dad must not have won either because no. I didn't hear any hooting and
hollering. Oh, no. You would have known.
You would have known.
We're trying to make up. Do you know the meme that's like, if I win the lottery, I wouldn't tell anyone, but there would definitely be signs.
Yeah.
We're trying to make up a bunch of them yesterday.
So let me think about what that might be for how I live for myself, actually. What that I will accept no less than list could be, because I'm not sure I've done it for myself.
In your own life, you will accept no less.
Like for like how I live and how I treat myself. Like things that are like not necessarily about me accepting this thing from other people, but like literally just for me and how I will live my life. I feel like one is cutting out excuses. Like I will not accept excuses for myself and like bartering with myself. I don't know.
Fun word.
I feel like everyone probably does that in their head a little bit. If you're like, oh, I'm gonna go to the gym and then I'm going to sit and I'm going to get my work done and then I'll go to class and then I'll cook dinner and I'll go to sleep. And then you wake up in the morning and you're like, oh, that sounds like a lot. Like maybe if I just go for a walk, that's okay. And maybe this. And
that's like, my special.
Yeah. And like some days you need that. Some days that's fine. But sometimes it is just you making excuses with yourself and you feel a lot better if you do the things you say you're going to do and you accomplish the things you say you're going to do. So that's one thing that I don't want to accept from myself is excuses, and also using the mental energy to bargain with myself and say, but I'll just cut this workout short. I'll just do that, because usually you don't need to and you're just trying to find shortcuts. I don't want to find shortcuts for myself. So that's something that I don't want to accept this year. Do you have anything that comes to mind?
No, I think that's the core of what we talk about with this and just setting a vision board, whether it's these big pipe dreams or just small incremental changes, or even, I know we're talking about how to change your life, but it can just be keeping things the same. Like you can approach things differently or have a different attitude towards things. Like it doesn't have to be massive life changes and doesn't have to be changing every single aspect of your life. Oh my God, sorry. I just accidentally hit the...
That kind of worked, though.
Hit the soundboard.
Do you have anything, like, I mean, though, of, like, things that you won't accept for yourself anymore, of, like, how you live or how you treat yourself?
So if I'm having people over, I will cook a gourmet meal rounded out with all of the daily nutrients you need, all of the macros you need. Fantastic meal.
If I'm cooking for myself,
it's not going to be great. It's going to be a cucumber, uncut, some baby carrots, maybe a bell pepper if I'm feeling like cutting vegetables, and some chicken. Likely air fried. Or no, actually, I pan fry things over air fry. Not pan fry, but like I will cube up chicken and like take a chicken breast, cube it up, season it, and then cook it in a pan that way. Phenomenal. Mm. It's my favorite way to have chicken, I think. Favorite way to have chicken. It's great.
It's a good way to have chicken.
But then it's literally just like a piece of chicken and some vegetables is what I will do if I'm cooking for myself. So I would like to have, and also we were talking about this the other day, I'm not very big on like, okay, it's 8 a.m., this is my breakfast time. It's noon, this is my lunch time. Okay, 7 p.m., this is my dinner. You know what I mean? I'm not like that. I'm more of just like, oh, it's based on my schedule, and also now I'm hungry, like time for food. Not saying I'm not going to like be on the clock. I know some people are like that, very regimented in their meal timing. That would be such a pain point in my head for me. But I would like to be better about like having maybe things prepped for meals, especially breakfast and lunch.
Mm. Giving a little bit more time and thought into the food you cook for yourself rather than just what you cook for other people.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one. Goes a long way. I actually have been thinking about that too a little bit of what I want to prep or what I want my grocery schedule to be this semester. Because there's a great like salad bar when I go into the office at work. So if I do that twice a week, I have lunch covered there. But otherwise, like I always make my own breakfast. I pretty much always just prep overnight oats because then I either eat them at home or I bring them with me to have after the gym or at work or at class or wherever I go after that. But I'm thinking about like what I'm going to do for prepping some lunch or snacks during my days when I'm now back in classes, because I'm not going to, I want to leave in the morning and then not come back until the night.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking like what should I have on hand? What should I have around to just like make easy lunches to grab? Because I'm also not a big fan of like leftovers or like packing lunches that like smell or anything like that. Like that kind of like means turns
pasta
me off.
Sauce.
Yeah, even so, like even pasta and pasta
literally
sauce, like it's
anything
tough.
Except
it's really
carrots
tough.
And even hummus smells.
Mm, I know. I had a good kick like
literally anything with flavor.
A year
is
and a
going
half ago,
smell
I would make like sourdough turkey sandwiches with like a really basic like
turkey
spread
smells
or something.
To me.
Yeah, but it was basic enough that like that worked for me. So I'll start doing that again. But I'm not sure. I'm thinking about that because I also want to be good about it. But whatever your focus is, whether it's your routine and how you live, and maybe you want this year to be a year where you really feel like you're leveling up your routine, you're showing up as a strong and motivated person and the person that you've always felt like you could be, but you sometimes make excuses for yourself and you don't actually make that happen. Whether that's your main goal, whether it's, you know, work or school accomplishments, whether it's relationships, think about, I will accept no less than. I will accept no less than a person treating me like this. I will accept no less than, you know, this sort of responsibility and respect and environment at work. I will accept no less than this, this, and this in the way that I live. That is really nice because it gives you an immediate thing to call out. And it helps you not make excuses. Like if you think that someone is maybe falling short of how you would want someone to treat you, but you haven't like actually listed these things out, then it's a lot easier to make an excuse for that and be like, oh no, but like they like compensate for it by doing this and blah, 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 and like they don't mean it. But if you already written out, like I won't take, you know, somebody not texting me back for 2 days or something like that, then when that happens, you know, like, oh, that goes against what I set out to do.
Also,
and who I set
in
out
this
to be.
New year, I hope we are not caring that much about response time and text.
No, I know. That was the first
because
like,
if
basic
someone's
thing
not
that came
texting
to my
you
head.
Back to the point where it's like
you're
irritating
it?
You, one, yeah. You're in way too deep, and two, they don't give a shit. So move along.
So true.
But save yourself.
What I'm saying is if you haven't like, if that's a focus for you this year and you haven't like actually set that as a boundary, then it would be easy to like just continually make excuses for people and be like, oh, but oh, but they're busy, but they're trying to be chill, blah, blah, blah. Versus if you're like, no, I know that that is a disrespectful thing and that it stresses me out and I don't accept that. Then you don't accept it. Then you would like cut that off before you're in too deep. That kind of thing. So that's why I think that these lists are really helpful, because it can help you just like immediately get to any red flags.
You need to write this down like on paper.
But it can help, because if it's even if it's like a mental list, then it's easy to make an excuse for yourself after.
Yeah.
So that brings us to visualizing what you want from the start, putting that down on paper with some goals, working backwards to create a plan, defining your boundaries, and then number five and our final suggestion for how you can make 2025 different than any other years is to create presence in your life, to commit to focusing on who and what is in front of you rather than worrying or being distracted about other things. And sometimes that feels like it goes against greater goals, but it doesn't, because like we said, any bigger goal, any bigger plan in your life, that compounds from the things that you do on the daily, from the way that you feel on the daily, and everything is going to come to you much more smoothly, much more enjoyably, if you can just focus on the moment that you're in and enjoy the moment that you're in. If you are stressing yourself out so much about, I want to lose weight this year and I want to like be a I want to be a super fit person and I want to be like really proud of who I am like fitness wise, that's not going to come overnight. And if you're stressing yourself out about that so much so that it's creating resistance for you just going to the gym and enjoying your workout right now, then it's not going to help you get there. If you are so worried about getting a future job or getting a raise or something that it's distracting you from doing a good job of what's in front of you right now, then that's not going to get you there. And it's also just not going to be a peaceful and enjoyable way to live. And that honestly matters above all, because how you feel in your day to day really does create your life. So that fifth and final piece of the puzzle is trying as best as you can when we have all these greater goals and stuff to just put the focus on what is in front of you and committing to the present moment.
So if you have anything else to add to this list, obviously these lists are just the things that are top of mind for us, and not the end all be all, nor are they, you know, rules to live by. We're just out here talking and we love to hear from you guys. So if you have anything else to add, you can comment on this episode if you're listening on Spotify. You can also always send us a message on Instagram at Girls with Goals Pod, at Anne Catherine Kaneen, at Caroline Kaneen. Those are all the same handles on TikTok, and they're also all linked below in the show notes, so you can just click on over and check everything out. But welcome back. Welcome to 2025. Let's do this.
If you enjoyed this episode, if you got something out of it, please share it with a friend who you think will benefit from it and enjoy listening to it too. This podcast grows one person at a time, and to be able to have you guys enjoy it and then share it with your friends and just, you know, help us reach more people and impact more and get our voices out there, it means the world to us. So thank you so much. We love you guys, and we will talk to you next Monday. Bye.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Plus $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.